I know. Oh, geez. I bet one of these, too many consonants in a row. You're not allowed to do that.
Oh.
You got to throw a vowel in there somewhere. You know, this has no vowels until the end. That's not right.
I know which one you're going with. It's 5 miles from my house, Tim. Come on.
Serena? Smyrna? I don't know.
Smyrna.
Smyrna?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You couldn't pronounce Smyrna?
No.
Give me a break. Smyrna, New York.
Smyrna?
Yeah.
There's no E.
Smyrna, New York.
There has to be.
No, there needs to be an E. Come on.
The M-Y-R is Myr. Smyrna.
No.
Yeah, it should be a cute little town of maybe 300
people. It might be a cute town, but they don't know how to spell their own name.
Best pizza around, too. I mean, it's good pizza.
Pierrepont Manor? Pierrepont Manor?
Yeah, I think that's in New York as well, isn't it?
New York.
Well, many years ago, I went through Beaver Lick, Kentucky.
Let's see. Punks 20?
Oh, come on.
Punxsutawney, come on.
Groundhog Day, come on, Tim.
Oh, Punxsutawney
Phil. Never heard of Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
Punxsutawney,
that's how they spell it. Spell it.
Pomfret Center?
Who?
Pomfret Center, Connecticut?
I would say that's right.
Yeah.
That was the last one.
That was the last one?
Pomfret
Center. I don't think you got 7 out of 10.
I didn't get 7? Oh.
There are technical difficulties there, Tim.
Can I read the ones I can pronounce, like Easton and Milford? Those don't count. Jamestown? These are normal. All right.
But
I guess I lose.
You know, that was good.
Okay. Well, thanks, Steve. That was funny, though. That was good. Let's see. What else did we got queued up here? That threw me off there, Steve.
You're going to have to do some editing. You got lots of dead air in there.
Oh, no. All right. We have we got a couple of call-in questions here for call-in. Let's see. Actually, in the last show, I guess we had Nathan had a question for us. And Marv wants us to be to get a hold of him. Unfortunately, I don't keep phone numbers to call people back. So hopefully Nathan's listening.
Just ask the intern.
Yeah, there you go. Marv writes, he wants to know if I have the contact information for Nathan from last week's show, or can I pass on Marv's contact information? He was a caller that talked about towing issues, and he talked wistfully about not having his original 8-track radio out of his 1974. Marv says, I have one out of my 23 Safari, 74 years well, that I would give him if he wants it. Not sure if it works or not. I've never tried to use it, but I'm willing to send it to him for shipping costs. So I'll hang on to Marv's email, Nathan. So if you email me at tim@thevap.com, I will hook you guys up together and you guys can work that out. Appreciate Marv writing that in. That's a nice gesture.
There's nothing better, Tim, than Johnny Cash playing on the 8-track.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
Mike in Prather, California. Tim, I sent you a note in November with some questions. One was on clear coat removal. The guy suggested to use Napier Removal 220. The product is no longer available. Do you guys have an alternative product that you can recommend? My 77 Overlander. Sorry, Rob, in parentheses there. People have to apologize for having a 77. That's terrible. I think most of the interior is in my garage right now. I hope to start putting things back together. Having a great time with the project. Take care, Mike. So, do you guys know why Napier has gone bye-bye? And what a good product to use for removing clear coat would be?
Well, apparently, this is coming from Steve at Finisher Supply.